Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Handsome today.
Walking advertisement, aren't I?
You look great.
I feel great, Joe. I had a great night last night. I just wanted to take a moment. May I tell you about it?
Of course.
Of course. I had a dinner last night at one of the premier Pittsburgh steakhouses. Okay? Went out with Mike Szymanek, the former Aliquippa coach at Seton LaSalle. Now his lovely wife, Michelle. We were treated to a wonderful dinner by a great friend of ours, Amy Winokur. You've met Amy.
I know
Her
Amy,
brother
yes.
is a co-owner of the Oakland Athletics, and she's a tremendously successful businesswoman herself, a motivational speaker. And we go out a couple times a year, and it was last night, and we just had a delightful time. So I wanted to thank Amy publicly, tell Mike Szymanek and his wife, Michelle, how much it was fun to see them last night. So I had a really nice meal last night. Unlike most of my meals, it are a little more on the fast foodish side.
Thank you, Amy, for treating Ron to a nice evening. That's
very
wonderful.
Nice.
And Mike.
She's a great, great lady, and I'm very blessed to have her as a friend.
The only thing I'm upset about, Ron, is that I missed, apparently, an L.A. Clippers game last night where they wore the old Buffalo Braves uniforms, which were the greatest uniforms in history. And I remember, of all the games I've been to in my life, like for a team regularly, going with my dad, walking down by the lake, freezing cold, and then going into the warmth of an arena and watching the Buffalo Braves is my fondest memory. So I need to see some highlights of that.
I thought you were going to say you were upset that the Chargers were beaten by Oakland last night. Oakland now looks to me to be the favorite. I know the Bills have a better record, and you're still not sold on the Bills. But Oakland is now 5-4, right? Have you looked at their remaining schedule?
Yes,
I have. The only team I would think they might lose to is they have to play at Kansas City on December 1st. They're 5-4. I could very easily see them going 10-6, 11-5.
Either. Read me the rest of their games, and we'll reverse the exercise
All
we
right.
normally do.
Hold on
while I get myself fully into the present. Can we have the music,
Take a deep
Joe?
Breath, thumbs into a circle.
Yeah, right, here we go. I'm not thinking about anything, predictions, anything. I'm simply going to say who I think will win.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Bengals at Oakland.
Win.
Oakland at Jets.
Win.
Oakland at Chiefs.
Loss.
Titans at Oakland.
Loss.
Ooh, that's an interesting one. That's at Oakland, too, you're calling.
Yeah, yeah.
Jaguars at Oakland.
Win.
At Chargers.
Loss.
At Broncos.
Loss.
Well, then, what's the point? They're going to finish way below 5. They're going to finish below 500 on that.
They'll finish 8-8.
8-8. I have them 10-6 at least. The only loss I see for sure is at the Chiefs, and I think they can beat everybody else easily.
They can.
Easily.
They can for sure. Here's the caveat I would throw in there, in my opinion. They're still the Raiders. Did you see the game last night, Ron? They had a clinch, and the guy missed an extra point. I thought for sure Phillip Rivers was going to come back and kick the game-winning field goal.
He played poorly last night.
Now, he certainly wouldn't have kicked it, but he would have put them in position.
Josh Jacobs is the real deal at running back.
Oh, is he good? Yeah.
He's really good.
And their defense. You know who I give a lot of credit to? Is Mike Mayock. I was very, very skeptical of him, especially how weak he looked at the beginning of the AB saga. But credit to him, because they've got a really good rookie class and some good players there that he brought in.
It would have helped the Steelers' cause, I think, if San Diego had won last night.
I agree.
Because San Diego already, now they're 4-6. They're pretty much out of it for me. And the Steelers have a tiebreaker against them because they beat the Chargers. But Oakland now 5-4, looking very good.
Yeah, they really are. But
the Steelers got to take care of their own business.
Yeah, I'm sure you would
agree.
See
where it falls after if they win some games.
And I'm sure you'd agree that any game Oakland goes into is probably a not much more than a 50-50.
Yeah.
But
the schedule
I agree.
Is awfully easy.
Yeah, I didn't give them probably the respect they deserved, and they're not beating up on teams the way the Bills are. Like their cumulative record of teams they've beaten isn't 9-42. And they've beaten Detroit. They beat a team last night that was 4-5. They beat Chicago. They beat Indy. And, well, then they beat Denver. What happened to Denver?
They stink.
Huh? You got an early comment in the show? Should they just tank now? They should have traded Von Miller. Why? They might actually win some games, Ron, and be a spoiler in that conference.
Yeah, they're definitely going to play.
They're going to play
Oakland again in Denver late in the year.
They play a lot of teams coming up.
Seems like Miami plays everybody too, doesn't it?
Yeah, they play every other team in the league once, it feels like. What a hockey game last night,
Oh, man. You know what? It's not a formula, though, you can keep going to. You know, this is two games in a row. They've fallen behind by 3 goals. They came back and actually took the lead against Boston and then lost it. Last night, 3-0 in the third period.
Yeah.
And they win the game
against a team that hadn't lost.
10 in a row wins.
And hadn't lost leading in the third period. And you'd never figure would lose a game like that. I agree with you. You can't keep starting that way. And Gino said it after the game. But I now look at these past two games, last night in particular now, Ron, in light of the Jim Rutherford public vote of confidence for this team, in light of Sully saying even when they were losing, I love the way we're playing. We talked about this yesterday. Both you and I bought the company line. Like, if they keep playing that way in general, their style of play, the way they're playing, it'll translate. And, man, did it ever. And that felt like a great win last night, like a very significant win against the team that swept you out of the playoffs last year. You couldn't do anything offensively against them. And last night, this is a better Penguin team than the one that was in the playoffs. And I think it showed last night.
I don't think there's any question about that. But if I'd have told you yesterday.
And without Letang.
Now, you made your prediction yesterday. I believe you said the Islanders were going to win last night. And if I'd have told you after you made your prediction, I'd say, Joe, you might feel pretty confident about this. The Islanders are going to be up 3-0 in the first period. The Penguins are going to go another game, 10 in a row now, without a power play goal.
And give up a shorthanded goal.
Would you have bet Cheech's house on that the Islanders would have won?
A little more than that, but yeah, I would have bet for sure.
Wow.
That's Do you agree?
So there's still problems. I mean, the power play somehow, some way, has got to get going.
It will.
We're not talking about an eighth of the season.
I know. I think it
will. Not 3 games, 4 games, 10 games.
I think the power play will get going. But yes, there's issues, but they're far superseded for me by what I thought was a really significant win.
I agree.
And Brian Rust, I want to give Rutherford a little tip of the cap here too. Because I believe that Rutherford was sending a message to Brian Rust. I don't believe, and I don't have any hard information, I don't believe that they were ever serious and got into serious discussions about trading Brian Rust. And if they did, then it was a terrible mistake.
Not if it sends a message. I think he definitely was the guy that was targeted.
That's
fine. At the end of the year when he said, we have guys who are, you know, sitting pretty, they got their contracts, they got a couple rings. I'm willing to bet anything that he was talking about Rust.
And that's why I'm tipping my cap to him, because he lit a fire under.
And at one point, I think they definitely thought they might have to move him. He'd be the attractive guy to help them get to under the salary cap. Then he was hurt early on in the year, and they didn't have to move him. They were able to push that money aside for a while.
I give Jim Rutherford credit for lighting a fire on him the same way he did, I think, or tried to send a message to Gino by not saying that Gino was one of the untouchables. Remember that?
I
refuse to believe that he ever got into serious negotiations on Brian Rust. I would have found he's a hugely important player for them
and the way he plays. Sullivan said it afterward, just his speed, what it does.
He also said it's been like this since the beginning of training camp. And that indicates to me, for Sully to say that it was a different Brian Rust that they saw in camp. And I can't help but feel like the Penguins sending that message had something to do with it. But the way they want to play, Ron, they still want to play a fast game. You can only get rid of so many fast guys and still play a fast game.
Right.
And last night we saw everything that he can do. And credit Sully for switching up that second line in the third period. Talk about a coaching move that gets immediate dividends, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I mean, yeah, right away McCann scored, right?
Yeah.
You know, that whole line just dominated. McCann scores, Russ scores, Malkin scores, and then Russ scores the wraparound in overtime.
If there's such a thing as a momentum-building win, like a feel-good win, a win that can make a difference in the mindset of a locker room, do you believe in that theory, first of all? I do.
I don't.
No?
I don't. You know, just there's so many games. You know, maybe more in hockey, I guess, than, you know, the old baseball adage, momentum's only as good as your next day's starting pitcher, right?
Yeah, I think hockey
is hockey different in your opinion?
To me, it's way, way more of a team game than baseball.
It's more of an emotional game.
Team game. Baseball's individual to me. Hockey's team.
But it's still, you know, if Matt Murray has a bad game tomorrow against the Blackhawks, they're going to get beat and nobody's going to remember what
they
did the other day.
Maybe they'll get beat.
No. Yeah, I see. Well, you can't keep coming back from 3-0, though. You just can't.
No.
You can't.
So, you watching the game out there, you look at these past two games. Do you feel a negative vibe that they're falling behind like this? Or do you think that both those games, even tied together, show a little something about the Penguins that they didn't have last year? That's the way I feel. Because I think Jim Rutherford, on pretty much this day, a couple days ago anyway, was the one-year anniversary when he called out his entire team. Really felt
yes,
like
did.
For a lack of effort, number one, a lack of effort. And I don't sense that about I think these past two games provide dramatic proof that this team is different. 412-928-9370. We have all kinds of treats today, Ron, don't we?
We do. We have a at the Villa. I think you're going to find interesting. Our man Cheech behind the glass heard it yesterday. He liked it. He didn't think we had to edit anything out of it.
No.
I had some doubts about that. But that is coming up at 12:45. I think you might find it as a nice, tasty treat, Joe.
And Ray Fittipaldo, speaking of treats, is right around the corner taping a show right now. He's going to join us at some point, I think early in the 11 o'clock hour. He covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette, and there's a lot to talk about there. In fact, let's talk about their injury situation coming up.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.